Hello and welcome to, yes, that very common good radio show brought to you by Venn and Rescue Mission. I wish I had that smooth, chocolatey voice that just introduced us, but this is what you get, and you're going to love it because we have some great guests in studio today. We have Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive that will be talking about everything automotive services, and today we got a special topic that you'll especially want to know about because, one, we're going to find out what MPG stands for, and we're going to find out how to minimize the MPG in your life. And then the second part of the show, we're going to have Dr. Schneider with Ironwood Dental on the show with us. Dr. Schneider being certainly a fan favorite, talking about all the amazing things that they do out of Ironwood Dental to make people's grills look shiny and clean, and certainly help me substantially and making my teeth look amazing. So I am so blessed to have Dr. Schneider my life, and I'm excited to have her in studio because she is just I like to think like our version of a superwoman here with us. So I'm super excited to do that. But like I do every show, I give the grace to a father that blesses me so very much. Every morning I have a little ritual where I go on a walk and I meditate, and then on my way home from the walk I just pray to him. I just have a conversation with my father, and then probably every third day for some reason I cry. I'm not sure, but it's just, it really gets emotional. So I'm excited for this show, like I do every show, to remind my father how much I love him, how thankful I am for the blessings that he's given me in my life, all the amazing people, the relationships. I got awesome Patrick Lopez in studio here with me. Our friendship is building by the day, and the least I can do, father, is to put you first. Because it's the least I can do. And I want to do that with the Lord's Prayer this week. And it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And that being said, let's go ahead and let's turn it over to the man of the next 23 minutes, 24 and a half minutes, let's say, Mr. Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive. Thank you once again for joining us, brother.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Thanks. I appreciate you having me again.
Yeah. And it's... I definitely, like, I don't know, so I want to think this is the third or fourth time you've been on the show, but I've said from the very beginning that you came on the show, MPG Automotive is a really special organization. I mean, it's not just like your run-of-the-mill, like, auto body, you know, grouping. It is like you guys are really a revolutionary organization doing things that I've never heard of being done by an organization before. So my hat's off to you.
Yeah. I'm just going to let you be our spokesperson.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's what I do.
I'm biased, but I agree.
Yeah, I mean, and just to kind of touch on, you know, what we've already discussed on the show and some of the work that you guys do, you guys, and you were telling me today, you have the 17 different shops, right?
Yeah,
between Tucson and El Paso.
Yep.
And then you have the work program, or like the training program,
yeah,
that you're doing along Gap Ministries.
Yeah.
And then last two shows, a big thing that, like, I always make you mention it more because I almost feel like you're lying to me when you say it, about how you have the like the unlimited parts program where,
yeah, the $10 guarantee, mm-hmm, for life.
Yeah,
I'm sure that'll come up at some point,
yeah,
today, but
yeah,
fantastic program.
It's amazing. But let's kind of, like, I guess take a big step back with, you know, MPG Automotive, and explain, where did the name MPG come from in the first,
yeah,
place?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think we talked about how we started. You know, we started in 2009 during, mm-hmm, the recession. Back then, gas price was $5 plus a, mm-hmm, gallon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know there was a big freak out back then about how are we going to, keep our vehicles first and foremost on the road with gas prices as much as they are, but also, is there anything we can do to save on the gas itself, right? And so when we first came into business, obviously the name MPG stands for miles per gallon. It's even in the logo today, and if you look at our logo, there's a fuel gauge as well, the left side over there, because that's been our focus, is maximizing fuel mileage and saving people money at the pump through education, through preventative maintenance, because we want to make sure that people's vehicles save the money at the pump, but also that they last as long as they need them to, right? So,
yeah, for sure. I mean, and I guess in a lot of ways, these, you know, these programs that we're talking about, it feeds into that, to like helping your clients minimize their mile per gallon, whether that's coming on the days that you're, or the days and location that the people that you're training are doing it, so they can get a discount to do those kind of maintenance things that they need, or it's this $10, you know, unlimited, you know, unlimited. I don't know what actually. I don't want to.
$10 guaranteed for life.
$10 guaranteed for life. It's just like every time we talk about it, it just blows my mind. Yeah. It's just so many times in my life that I've replaced a battery or an alternator or a starter or even engines. Just recently, my transmission. And it's like, to think that I pay an extra $10 on top of that alternator that costs, you know, $150, $200 bucks.
Easily.
And you got me squared away as long as I own this vehicle. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's a relationship business, right? Mm-hmm. And I know you and I, we found out our ideals align pretty well. And I'm sure many of your viewers, if they tried us out, they'd see the exact same thing. Is it's a relationship business. And so if I can help you over the long term and, you know, it's a $10 investment on your end, then at least I get to maintain your vehicle and make sure that it's in tip-top shape.
Yeah, and you talked about back in 2009, which, I mean, I guess last time, we all remember it really hitting us, and the gas prices being $5. Yeah. I mean, the gas prices are kind of trending back up right now.
Yeah.
What are some things that people can do to help maximize their MPG at this point?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're right. I was just looking it up. National account price, or national pricing, is about $3.19. Here in Tucson, locally, we're about $2.75. So luckily, California kind of balances us out, right?
For sure.
They take the brunt of it for us. But no, we're even though we're fortunate on that, there are still things that we can do, anybody can do, without an automotive shop to save money. And then there are things that they can obviously use us and our locations around town for. One of the things that most people don't think of, but auto manufacturers are really focused on, is tire pressures, right? We see in newer vehicles that they have the tire pressure monitor sensors, right? Where they tell you, hey, you're low on air. And it's because they make that vehicle and they say it's going to last, you know, 27 miles per gallon, right? Well, you can actually lose up to 4% of reduced fuel economy just by not having your tires properly inflated, along with all the wear that goes along with that, right? You know, average tank size, or so that at the $2.75, we're looking at 11 cents per gallon, right? That doesn't seem like a lot, but there's a saying, you watch the cents and the dollars will come, right? You talk about that 11 cents over the 15-gallon tank size, times, you know, the fill-ups per month, times 12 months in a year, you're looking at about $80 for something that's free, right? Air's free. You can go anywhere and get your tires filled up. So I think that's something for your audience members to keep track of, is like, where's my air pressure at? I don't want to lose $80 a year.
That's amazing. And we're going to go to break now, but we're going to come back. We'll talk more about that, because I think that's kind of, that's the gold in the mine that you can give us. Let's figure out, tell our listeners how they can save some money.
Absolutely.
So this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm here with Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive. You guys sit right there.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The price primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. Hello and welcome back to another amazing episode of Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, the only radio show that just highlights the good happening in the community. I almost feel bad saying that because I don't want to put any other radio shows down, but we are the only radio show that I know of, that I've ever heard of, that just wants to focus on the good, baby. Just keep it groovy, you know what I'm saying? And the main thing that the reason why we started this show over 57 episodes ago is because so often you hear, like, well, you know, you never see anything good on the news. Every time you turn on the news, all you hear is bad stuff and the bad that's happening and the drama and all this, that, and the other. But we decided we want to just make sure that you know that there's good out there. There's some amazing stuff happening. I mean, in this, I have a prime example of it in studio with me, Mr. Patrick Lopez. I know he just loves hanging around me so much because I can't stop talking good about him and his organization. Yeah. They do special stuff by any standard. Like Mahatma Gandhi would be here and be like, that is a very good auto service program that you guys got. Like that, it is special. I mean, I feel bad as much as I go into it because, I mean, you're not just, you know, a grouping of auto shops that do some pretty special work and have pretty special deals and have these amazing programs and services, but you guys are like almost like a charitable organization by proxy or by happenstance because you're doing a lot.
I think it's by morals, yeah, more than anything. Uh-huh. But yeah, I mean, we're definitely getting more involved in the community than we've ever been. I mean, we're fortunate to have made it through COVID, and it was through the support of the community, right? Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of people are struggling right now, so we need to give back, and that's been our mission, especially this year. And moving forward, we're not going to look back. We're going to keep giving.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, and you're seeing just the growth is just as far as I'm seeing. I mean, I don't know. I think we've known each other, I mean, just short of a year. I've seen you guys grow so exponentially already, and you guys already are a pretty major organization. So it's exciting, and I'm excited to see, you know, what the future holds.
Me too.
Yeah,
me
hopefully too. Hopefully I'll get to see you guys' radio show, maybe a TV show guys will do.
We'll
maybe you guys
see.
Will have your own network, the MPG network, man.
I don't know.
I'm excited. I'm a dreamer. What can I say?
I appreciate it.
But before we went into the break, you were talking about one of my favorite subjects, how people can save money.
Oh yeah. And some of these, I think if you add up all the tips I'm going to give you today, it's like up to $460 a year. Mm-hmm. It's not pocket change.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I deal with a lot of people that have fixed income in the veteran community just in the elder community, $460 a year, you know, 30 some bucks a month, almost 40 bucks a month. Like that's serious money.
Oh yeah. And the more you drive and the higher gas prices go, the more money and savings it is. So, So, I mean, again, these are things that you can do without even have to get me involved. You know, air is free. You can go anywhere and get air in your tires, right? Mm. The next one I wanted to talk about is weight, right?
Okay.
It's COVID. I know we've all gained weight, but I'm not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about vehicle weight.
Okay. That makes more sense. Yeah.
No, I mean, we've all left bowling balls in the trunk. We've all left golf clubs, excess paperwork, the mulch from the gardening project 2 months ago that we forgot to pull out, right? Mm-hmm. That vehicle weight causes excess drag, excess friction, and it can actually add up to more more fuel inefficiency than even PSI. It's up to 5%.
Okay.
Right? So that
little simple stuff like that.
Little simple stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's things that, you know, maybe we should all take a look at our trunk. Mm-hmm. I know I have a printer in my car right now. That's adding extra weight for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, we're talking 14 cents a gallon. You know, that doesn't seem like a lot. But when we do the same calculations we did earlier with the 15 gallons on average, right, mm-hmm. and the fill-ups we need in a month and 12 months in a year, we're talking over $100.
Mm.
And it's free, again. We can all go into our car and just remove the excess weight, right?
And it's just, I mean, as you're saying it, I'm just feeling like, I'm like, just like, John, you know this. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, it's the simplest things that you know. But in the same, like you're saying, I got probably at least 100 pounds worth of stuff in my van right now that shouldn't be there.
Right. Yeah. Well, and then, you know, some people tow a trailer with nothing on it because they just don't want to disconnect it. Well, any rolling friction is going to cause that fuel economy to go down. Mm-hmm. So,
and what are some of the other stuff that we're looking at?
Well, you know, the number one thing, and this is where you can get us involved, but again, you can do it on your own, is when it comes to a clogged or you know, deeply saturated air filter.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about 4% for PSI and 5% for excess weight, we're talking 14% for an air filter, clogged and dirty air filter. We're talking 39 cents per gallon on that one.
Mm.
Again, when we're talking $100 a year for the excess weight and the PSI about 80, we're talking $280 over the course of a year for a clogged and dirty air filter. And that's because the air filter is what your engine breathes in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you're struggling to breathe something in, right? If you had something covering your mouth and it was really difficult to breathe, you're going to labor more. Your energy is going to drop quite a bit. Well, your engine's no different. Mm-hmm.
So $22 a month that people are paying rather than just getting
an air filter. Mm-hmm. Mind you, we talked about the lifetime program.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the slogan on that one's true. It's buy it once and never purchase it again.
Mm-hmm.
An air filter, you should be replacing about twice a year. If you drive, if you park under a tree when you start your vehicle or drive in a lot of dust and dirt, maybe even more frequently than that.
Mm-hmm.
The buy it once program is truly buy it once for $10 more on top of that new part. You don't have to worry about it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing vehicles on the road for, I think on average, the average age of a vehicle right now is 11 years, 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whether you're buying a used car or you have a new car, you're going to keep it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about an air filter that's not very expensive, but you're going to be spending probably, you know, up to about $400 over the life of that vehicle on just air filters.
Mm-hmm.
And it can save you at the pump, and it can save you, you know, a headache, and it can save your engine wear. And so that's why the lifetime program, I mean, thousands of people have really taken advantage specifically of the air filter for that reason.
Yeah, and I need to get a new air filter too. I just went over.
Come on down.
I went to you guys' shop the other day. I got an oil change. And because you guys have a shop right there next to our tiny house village in Ina and Thornydale.
Yep.
And I'm going to go get an air filter, man. It's just, this is exciting. Like, it's like, right since you've been here, I feel like I just saved myself $300-$400 this year. So,
yeah, I mean, look, that's the goal, right? Mm. I mean, there are things that everybody can do. They don't have to come directly to us to get it done, right?
Mm.
You can do PSI on your own. You can even swing by one of our shops and ask for a fill up. We'll do it gladly because we know the importance of not only maximizing the life of those tires, because you don't want underinflated, overinflated tires, but also we know the impact on fuel economy. And if fuel gets more expensive, it's going to be even more of a problem.
So. Yeah, and I mean, definitely if you're questioning, particularly the little tire light that comes on all the time, which mine comes on nonstop.
Oh yeah.
You know, you take it in there, get it checked out. If you maybe have something wrong with your tires, at least, you know, you make sure that gets handled. You're not driving unsafely. So
yeah, no,
that's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just beyond, safety is another thing, right? We're just talking fuel economy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, figure safety, right?
Yeah, that safety thing they talk about. But well, awesome. I mean, I guess like one last note, I guess, how can people connect with you guys and plug into, you know, what you guys are doing?
Yeah, I mean, we're really getting more active on Facebook. We do a lot of deals on there, a lot of events. We're trying to do, obviously, a lot more in the community. And so we'll give updates there. So you can reach us at MPG Automotive Services on Facebook, MPGAutomotiveServices.com. You can schedule appointments there. You can see all of our socials from there, plenty of coupons, but those are the best ways.
Awesome. Well, thank you once again for being here, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. That was Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive. Go to MPGAutomotiveServices.com to get more information. They have some awesome deals. And I have to get my air filter changed. So we'll be right back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Hello and welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with your favorite guest that we have on the show, Dr. Schneider with Ironwood Dental in studio with me. Thank you once again, Dr. Schneider, for being here.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I always gush over Dr. Schneider when she comes into the studio, not only because she should be on the Today Show, but because if it wasn't for her, my life would not be transformed. Like, I have a big, beautiful smile that I'm happy to show off to everybody because of Dr. Schneider. So let me once again thank you for the amazing work that you've done.
Our pleasure. We love absolutely. Taking care of you.
And being a client of Ironwood Dental for, I don't know how long now, at least
a couple years.
I was there during this most recent move that you guys did.
Yeah.
And I love the old location. I love the new location more. So tell us, you know, your thoughts on the move and how things are going so far since you've moved over.
Yeah. So we have a great location that we've pretty much made to fit our team and how we like to work, which is great. But it was really kind of just a lucky situation that we fell into to our new place.
Nice.
We were kind of outgrowing our old place, and I had a friend who's also a dentist in town know that, and there was a broker that approached him about a doctor that was ready to retire, and it was kind of right after COVID hit, and he was ready to hang it up, so he really wanted to move and wanted someone to take care of his patients, and we established a good relationship and he trusted me, and it was very close to my other office that I ended up just taking on his patients and using his space to end up growing and doing what we've always wanted to do with our office. So it was interesting timing, but it's actually turned out to be fantastic. And now we've grown so much and we've just really created a space that works well for the team and the patients, and we love it.
Yeah. I mean, at least from what I'm seeing, it seems like you're just like so much growth. You may outgrow this place. That's pretty amazing. That's a cool part of the story I hadn't heard.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I shared that with you, but it just really worked out well.
It was definitely, obviously, from a pastor's standpoint, that seems super divine what happened. A lot of kind of perfect timing things had to happen for that to come to life. But from your story that I've heard so far, it seems like that's common. Even when, you know, you first got into Ironwood Dental, took over Ironwood Dental and, you know, turned it into what it is today, like it's some special stuff has been happening in your life.
I would agree.
Yeah, absolutely. So you I guess, and the next question was what inspired the move, but I mean, I guess there's really, you answered that question.
It kind of just happened for us,
And then, but so you've moved, and you've kind of, you know, you preluded to it a little bit earlier, doing this all in the middle of like the a global pandemic and just like right in the gut of it. So, I mean, what, you know, how, what inspired you guys to not only have the confidence and the faith to grow, but to, you know, to make this move and to, you know, make whatever adjustments you had to for COVID-19?
Yeah, well, I mean, people always need dental care. We knew that that wasn't going to change. Mm-hmm. Yes, we knew that there was different priorities in our world right now, and we needed to accept that and help how we could with that. So we did shut down for 7 weeks, I think, just in compliance with everything and trying to figure out, make sure personal protective equipment was available for people. And it was just a lot of uncertainty. So we just kind of waited it out. But we've come back and it's been different. I'd say different comfort levels for people to even come back to see us. But we've seen there's a need where people have been over a year now and they haven't come in, and now they have a whole another array of issues going on with their oral health because that's been neglected. So I think what people are all starting to learn is health is just such an important part of our life, no matter if there's a pandemic going on or not. So people are prioritizing things differently. Everyone's reacted to, you know, every situation differently, trying to navigate that for our patients and make them feel comfortable. We're always just trying to do and keep up with people feeling comfortable and making sure they're taken care of. So not a lot has changed. Like we still do dentistry. We provide everything for people, but being, you know, respectful and making people feel safe. And I'd say that's the biggest thing that we try to communicate to people.
And this may be a little bit of a curveball, but you, I mean, you definitely talk about a lot, and you are, I mean, you know, just, you know, look at it. You can tell you're a healthy person, and you know, and it's, and a lot, I think we've talked about in the past, you know, it starts with the mouth in so many ways, but you know, if it starts with the mouth, what are the other steps that are necessary for a healthy life in regards to that?
I mean, nutrition, exercise, sleep, all those things are such important parts of our life, and they really do come back to the oral cavity. If we're not eating healthy foods for the rest of our body, it's going to show in our mouths and vice versa. If we're not exercising and taking care of our body as a whole, there's going to be, you know, other medications we're on, other issues we have, that's going to show in our mouth. Same thing with sleep. Like, we can see the first signs of that for people. If they're not sleeping well, not getting the proper oxygen and having issues with sleep apnea, they may not even realize and just have accepted that they that's not the norm for them. And so we can do a lot of things to help with health besides just telling you to brush and floss every day, because there's so many more important things that make up an overall health for someone.
And I guess kind of in the opposite token, I imagine it would be hard for somebody to have good health if they're not taking care of their teeth.
Exactly.
I guess tell us more about that.
Yeah, I mean, the bacteria that sits and lives in our mouths, if we're not taking care of that, that is going to affect our bodies and not make it as easy for us to stay healthy. Even if we're trying to do all the other things, there's still going to be an impact from that. So it really is important. You're not, and I think people don't even realize until they get to that healthy point what health can feel like. Even they may not be aware of that.
Yeah, like for example, at least in my situation, and we'll talk about this in the last segment, just not having pain in my mouth. Like, this is, I thought at one point that this would just be a reoccurring thing for the rest of my life, and I just, there'd be that week of that month that I have to pop the ibuprofen and then I'll just ride it out. But you've taught me that that's not a thing.
Not the norm. And even if we can't function on our teeth and eat those foods that are, you know, fiber rich foods that are healthy for us, and some people just get used to eating. I had a patient today that just, I eat mush. Like, that's not healthy. Let's figure out how we can get you to eat the things that are going to make you healthy.
And
yeah, like you said, popping ibuprofen and Tylenol is not an everyday thing.
Yeah, should it shouldn't be? Have to be. Yeah, absolutely. Well, We'll be back with Dr. Schneider and Ironwind Dental after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain. Definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org. We are trying to help house homeless veterans, and we can't do it without your help.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello and welcome back for one last amazing segment of the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Put on your helmets, your pads, and your cup, and get strap in here, because we have an excellent last segment for you. We got Dr. Schneider with Ironwood Dental in the studio with us, and last segment she was telling us about one, this awesome new move that they did. They just moved right down the street, thankfully, which works out for me because I live right on Ironer and Thornydale. And then they also, you know, they just kind of a lot of serendipitous stuff happened, you know, in their lives throughout COVID, surprisingly enough, of all things. But definitely something I wanted to share. You know, I wanted Dr. Schneider to be able to share with our listening audience, certainly another Pastor John vulnerable moment. I most recently had some dental work done there. I've just certainly over the past year, oh man, I don't even want to get into it, all the dental work I've had to have done to get my teeth to healthy. But most recently, I just had a little work done with a little crown, a little clean, a little this, a little that. Mm-hmm. Dr. Schneider, if you could explain the work that I most recently had done, and kind of just so people that are listening kind of see, hear the process and understand that it's not nearly the mountain that you think it is. It's a lot simpler than you think it is. And, you know, I'm here to speak about it. I'm still alive.
Yeah. I mean, should we start with how comfortable it is just to sit in one of our operatories and get the work done? Mm-hmm. We have a nice, comfortable chair. And when mm-hmm. you look up at the ceiling, usually the team leaves on like an aquarium scene, mm-hmm. a beach scene, somewhere good.
Yeah.
Or they'll hand you the headphones and the remote and put on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something
That's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like most of our patients appreciate that.
Yeah, I almost
kind of zone out a bit.
It's pretty unique. I don't know where you got the thought to do that, but I certainly have never been
have
to a
not?
Dentist's
okay.
office and seen the TVs on the ceiling. So I don't know if they teach you that in dentist school or
they
what.
They didn't, but for yeah. some reason, I have a lot of friends that are dentists, so we all share
TV
ideas.
The ceiling,
and
so, okay.
That was a good one I picked up along the way.
Yeah, I have a projector at my house, and usually I project it on the wall.
Yeah.
So I could have a big like 100 foot TV or 100 inch TV on the
nice.
Wall. But every now and again, I put it on the ceiling.
There you
so
go.
That is a genius idea.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Don't even have to move.
So I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm laying, watching the TV on the ceiling, and what else?
Yeah. So you needed a crown on your tooth to protect mm-hmm. a tooth that had some, you know, a cavity and some breakdown on it. Mm-hmm. So we put a crown on it. In our process, we do it where, first, I guess we need to take an x-ray. I'd say that was one thing you complimented us on mm-hmm. was how easy the x-rays were. That was the first part of the procedure to actually see what tooth structure we had. So we have really nice handheld units that mm-hmm. what we've gotten a lot of feedback from our patients is the patients that gag a lot because mm-hmm. we're right there. We don't have to leave the room. We just use our little, call it like our Men in Black gun. It's mm-hmm. kind of like that. Take the x-ray. Most people don't gag because I think there's something mental about like walking away with something left in your mouth that you're going to choke on it. So that makes it really easy for patients. And so once we can see everything, we get the tooth ready for the crown by just shaping it.
Let me mention, like, definitely the last time we did that procedure, you used that gun, and I think that was the first time I saw that you've used other machines.
We didn't have that in the other office, so nice. I think that was the first time you've had an X-ray in the new office.
It was super cool because the other thing it really gets in there, and it is kind of, you know, a little invasive, a little personal, and this other one is a little quicker and easier. I'm sure they each have, like, in the same. I like the other one as well because it really showed some stuff. It really showed all the goods, and then, like, particularly is giving me a snapshot of what my whole entire mouth looks like.
Yeah,
it did that trick.
Yeah, so that other machine that we do, that one's a three-dimensional imaging machine. Mm. Used to be a panoramic image was the standard, where you could just see it two-dimensionally, mm-hmm. which we can do that on our machine, but now we can see three-dimensional. Nice. We can, like, take the entire jaw, look at everything. We can select one tooth. We can see, sometimes things are mysteries and we can't tell from just doing a clinical exam and diagnosis. Sometimes we do need that. And even, like, with fractures, that's something where on a two-dimensional image, you can't see it very well. Mm-hmm. So that's been a great piece of technology that we use. We use it for being able to plan our implants really well. We can use it for just being able to see a little bit of what we always suspected was there and actually be able to say, yes, this is exactly what's going on. Mm. So it's a great diagnostic tool. And that we don't use for everybody. It's usually implants or, you know, for specific diagnosis. Mm-hmm. But love that machine. It surprises me every day with the amazing information we can get out of it.
So with my mouth, you x-rayed it.
Yeah.
And then what did we do after that?
And then we took out the cavity. We took out, there was some old filling in there, and then we shaped it down so that a nice crown can fit on it, which is going to hug the tooth and keep it strong and tight. And it was the last tooth in your arch. So especially with that, there's a lot of force that goes on it. So a crown was something really important to do for that. And then you left in a temporary. And then we had you back and we cemented it for you and check your bite and everything. And that you didn't have to get numb for. That was an easy.
Yeah, it was super easy.
Part of the procedure.
I was actually surprised when I came back to get the permanent put on. I thought, okay, there's going to be at least a little pain. I might have to get a little numbing. I'm a big baby. I hate pain. But thing just popped right off. Put the other one on real easy. Gave me a little rub on my shoulder. Everybody was happy.
And I guess I forgot the part when we scan actually to send to the lab for your crown. That's one of my favorite machines also.
Yeah.
So we have an iTero scanner, which instead of like the old goopy impressions, where again, people gag or it tastes bad. Now we have a wand that goes in and actually three-dimensionally scans the tooth. Mm-hmm. And we can see it up on a big screen. I can see, my margin looks really clean and nice. I can see that, like, basically with magnifying glasses on and then send it to the lab. We don't have to, you know, wait for the lab to come pick it up or anything. Just send it there. They start working on it and send it right back to us. So that machine is amazing where we pretty much do everything digital now. We don't really even have any lab work that we do in the office.
You just move it on up like George and Wheezy. Man, that's beautiful. So, I mean, it's funny, as you're telling me this, like, explain to me, I don't know, you know, what X amount of years ago looked like without these tools. Like,
I think a lot of people remember, I mean, it's been different generations remember different things about the dentist, that's for sure. I mean, it wasn't until the 80s that dentists even started wearing gloves in there, and they still have the little spit bowl. They didn't even suction in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, things have changed a lot. I mean, even before that, they wouldn't even numb you for certain things. Mm. So now we really try to make it comfortable. And actually, in dental school, I was the first class to even do digital x-rays. Mm. So what I've been out about 7 years, so it's only, you know, been that recent that digital x-rays are such the norm now. And I know there's offices that still don't even do digital, but it has become the norm. Mm-hmm. And you'd have to wait and develop. You'd have a black, like,
that's wild.
It was a whole, like, now we take it, it's right in front of us. We don't have to wait and develop each individual one. So it used to be a lot more time consuming for the patient and the doctor to be in there just to get the basic diagnostic information that we get, like, at a snap of our fingers now.
Mm-hmm. So. And you were talking about, it seems like with the move, maybe new equipment that you guys are working with now. I guess tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I'd say with the move, like the Nomad, that's our handheld X-ray. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest thing because a lot of it was just space saving to switch to that. Mm-hmm. Was kind of what pushed me to do it. Mm-hmm. But the intraoral scanner we had been using right before the move. Mm-hmm. So we brought that with us. Same with the three-dimensional imaging machine. Mm-hmm. That we brought with us also.
Yeah, I remember the one, I think this is the scanner you're talking about. It was like,
yeah,
had a cool little setup where it's like in the wall and like, yeah, it folded out of the wall and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. So that, mm-hmm, that we brought with us. So really it was probably the handheld ones, but those have made a huge, huge difference for patients, mm-hmm, that I was thinking it was more just space saving, but really I've seen it makes the process easier for the patient.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can imagine, particularly for when it's not necessary.
Yeah.
And there's only just like, I don't know. I don't even know the appropriate vernacular, but I'd say more surface stuff that needs to be done rather than like the whole shebangy bang.
Yeah, we can get smaller, more focused. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then on my little list here, I have something about a pano machine. Which I have no idea what that is.
So that was that three-dimensional. So it used to be the standard to do a two-dimensional one. I think a lot of people have seen their jaw, like one picture, their whole jaw's there. Mm-hmm. So that was what was standardly called a panoramic machine. But okay, now we use a cone beam three-dimensional machine, mm-hmm, where we can get that image out of it, but we can also see it three-dimensional and see all aspects of the, mm-hmm, jaw and the teeth. So,
well, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So we got probably about a minute and a half left.
Yeah.
Tell us, what is Ironwood Dental? Some maybe specials you have coming up, some, you know, things that people should look out for with Ironwood Dental.
Yeah. Nowadays. I mean, right now, we've got the two other doctors in the office that do a lot of really great procedures. Dr. Austin joined us in May. She loves seeing kids, and we're just trying to get her busier with the kiddos. Uh-huh. I think a lot of people have the tendency to send their kids to a pediatric dentist, which is great, but it's really also nice if they don't have a whole lot of needs and you're just trying to get them comfortable somewhere that you're comfortable already. It's a really great family place for that. Nice. So we're trying to get her seeing those kiddos. And then Dr. V, or Dr. Vredenberg, but it's a lot easier to call him Dr. V. He's kind of our implant third molar extraction guy.
Yeah.
And he moved from Utah, where he was doing sedation for patients, and he is now able to transfer his license from there over here, and he's going to start doing sedation for patients in the office, which I think is a huge thing because there's a lot of people who come in with fear and anxiety. So those are kind of the newer things in our office right now. Otherwise, we're just, you know, taking care of the whole family and doing whatever we can to grow our practice and grow our family.
Absolutely. And definitely let that be kind of what you guys take away from this. I mean, certainly I will with my own children is, you know, if you're going there or if you need a dentist, go to Ironwood Dental. If you go to Ironwood Dental and it's a good fit for you, take your children there, you know. And I know that sometimes we don't think of our children going to the dentist. We don't think of ourselves going to the dentist, but you should. And at least go check them out, you know, and do a little checkup. I'm sure they'll steer in the right direction.
Awesome.
Thank you, Dr.
Schneider.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. That's Dr. Schneider with Ironwood Dental. How can they find you online?
So ironwooddentalaz.com. You can book right online. It's really, really easy for you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
thank you for being here. It's the Common Good Radio Show. We'll see you next week.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled. Or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.